Lately, I've been using a new product that I really like. It's called Superbeads. It's based on Nobel Prize winning research and the nitric oxide principle. Nitrates are converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to Superbeads activity. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeads.com. That's 800-738-2198, intelligentbeads.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I mentioned to our listeners, first hour, it was really a blockbuster week because we interviewed two best-selling authors for our weekday Intelligent Medicine podcast. We have live broadcasts on weekends that you're listening to, but our podcasts are heard throughout the week, and you just go to drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes and Stitcher. You can get all the podcasts. And this week, two really quality podcasts, one with Grain Brain author Dr. David Perlmutter. He's got a new book entitled Brain Maker, and we had a great free-ranging conversation of about 50 minutes worth of breaking information about the relationship between diet, supplements, and brain health. And also, we had the privilege to talk once again to Suzanne Summers, author of Toxsick. It's TOX-SICK, and it's about her own experiences combating mold exposure and environmental toxicity. It's a very interesting book. I mean, she really puts her heart into her books, and she's very knowledgeable. And it's a very worthwhile book to buy and read. And you can listen to the discussion with Suzanne at drhoffman.com. All right, 888-302-3684. We invite you to join the conversation, but let's talk vitamin D. Some of you undoubtedly have had the experience of going to your doctors and being told that your vitamin D levels were too high, especially after listening to this show in which we advocate the use of vitamin D. There's really been a sea change in our attitudes towards vitamin D because 15, 20 years ago, we were very afraid of vitamin D. That's the way we were taught in medical school. We were taught that too much can accumulate, can be very dangerous, so we were telling people to limit their intake to 400 international units per day, which is a paltry dose and leaves a lot of people insufficient or outright deficient in vitamin D. But I recently had a patient come in and say, and this is not uncommon, it happens from time to time now, I see patients and their vitamin D is something quite reasonable, like 50. And the doctor says, oh my goodness, you know, your vitamin D level is too high. How much are you taking? Oh my goodness, you're taking what, 4,000 a day? That's crazy. You know, cut back, stop taking it. Or then, you know, when you restart, just take 800 international units a day. Well, here's a new report out of the Mayo Clinic, pretty authoritative Mayo Clinic. Headline, vitamin D toxicity rare. I'll repeat that. Vitamin D toxicity rare in people who take supplements. All right. What they consider high is not what I consider high. They consider a vitamin D level greater than 50. That's high. But actually, I consider a vitamin D level of 50 just optimal. And for patients who have problems, cancer, autoimmune disease, osteoporosis will strive for higher, 60, 70, 80, that's okay, up to 100, which is toxic. I try to keep people away from even past 90 or so, but 100 is considered the threshold of toxicity. Greater than 150, pretty likely you have excessive levels of vitamin D, but 50, no big whoop. So the researchers notice, this is kind of funny, they notice that all of a sudden a lot of people are turning up with what they consider high levels of vitamin D. They compared the results from 2002 to the results from 2011. And lo and behold, because many of you are heeding the advice that doctors like I purvey on programs like this, the statistics have changed. Incredibly, I find this hard to believe, but back in 2002, only 9 per 100,000 people had a vitamin D over 50. But by the end of the study, it was 233 per 100,000. And I think that's pretty pathetic because if you look at, actually, probably the majority of my patients have vitamin D around 50, maybe not, you know, maybe 40, but generally we shoot for 50. That's a good level. And they write, we were surprised by that degree of dramatic increase in vitamin D levels. Well, duh. A lot of people are latching on to the vitamin D phenomenon. And what they found, and they looked at, you know, thousands and thousands of cases. Only one case over the 10-year study period was identified as true vitamin D toxicity. The person's vitamin D level was 364. Okay, how did they get there? Well, they had been taking 50,000 international units of vitamin D supplementation, not every month, not every week, but every single day consistently for 3 months. And the result was a whopping vitamin D level of 364. How they got the idea that that was the right amount to take, I do not know, and how they didn't get tested. So they ultimately developed toxicity from excess vitamin D. But what they found was quite interesting is that the folks who were taking vitamin D, even in those with high levels of vitamin D over 50, I don't consider those high levels, there was not an increased risk of hypercalcemia, excess blood calcium, or elevated serum calcium with increasing levels of vitamin D. They're so surprised. No excess kidney stones. There was no problem. Lo and behold, they're surprised. What's up with that? Well, I could have told you so, that vitamin D levels between 50 and 90 are quite well tolerated and don't usually cause any problems. But that should be reassuring news for those of you who take vitamin D. But make sure you get tested, checked from time to time, because your vitamin D may go too low or go too high. It's very interesting because some people respond very well to small doses of vitamin D, a little bit of sunlight. Other people require whopping doses to achieve a vitamin D that's optimal, that's 50 or 60. And part of the reason is if you have some kind of disease, an inflammatory condition, it just seems to eat up your vitamin D. It's like the inflammation fights the vitamin D, sops it up, because vitamin D may be important as a natural anti-inflammatory nutrient. And therefore, some people have difficulty getting to optimal. Let's take a call now from Gordon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman. I was reading an article in the Cleveland Clinic's Men's Health Advisory.
My condolences to you that you're reading that.
Well, when you hear the title of this article, it says omega-3s may increase prostate cancer risk.
And you say that's new?
Well, they said
that. Is this from like 2011?
This is the current issue.
The current issue. So the writer just got around to redredging an article that was actually published, I think it was 2012, about what they found was higher blood levels of omega-3s were associated with prostate cancer. We demolished that argument years and years ago. And, you know, I'll reiterate it, is that this study was a poorly done study. It measured blood levels, one snapshot of levels of omega-3, and correlated the levels with prostate cancer. But it did nothing to look at intake of fish, and it did nothing to look at intake of fish oil supplements. They never asked the individuals involved, and they thereby concluded that fish oil or eating fish was bad for prostate cancer. In fact, the vast majority of studies show that higher intake of omega-3 is associated with protection against most cancers, and in particular prostate cancer, which involves in its causal mechanism, inflammation is part of that. And fish oil is a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory. There is the possibility that one of the reasons that this happened is that people were consuming poor quality or polluted fish and thereby had higher levels of omega-3 in their bloodstream, not from capsules of a pure source that are molecularly distilled and high quality, but they may have been consuming either poor quality capsules, cheap knockoff capsules, or they may have been consuming fish of poor quality that was high in PCBs, and that may have been the trigger for prostate cancer, not the fish oil itself. It may have just been an innocent bystander, a marker of poor quality fish intake. That, you know, the critiques were very, very detailed on that. So it's a, you know, what they do with these, you know, Harvard, Cleveland Clinic, they just buy the name of a prestigious institution. It has nothing to do with the professors at these institutions. A bunch of unemployed science writers get hired to put out these newsletters for profit, and occasionally they'll get a soundbite from somebody who doesn't know anything at one of these prestigious institutions to buttress their arguments. But these news, I mean, look, I mean, I'm in the newsletter business myself, but my articles are very carefully vetted. And if you go back far enough, you'll see a very, very detailed rebuttal to this prostate cancer fish oil connection. There really is no connection. In fact, the connection may be the opposite. Fish oil protects against prostate cancer.
I was kind of shocked to read this. I figured I'd give you a call. Also, you quoted a study a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, you know what Mark Twain once said? Be careful when you read health books, in this case health articles. You might die of a misprint. And in this case, you might die of a, you know, misinterpretation. So, yeah, I don't have time for more questions. We got a quick comment?
No, just I was going to see if you still agree that if you can keep your PSA level below 1 and you make it to 60, your chances are very, very low.
Yes, exactly. That's now the new think is that they think one good strategy for picking up on prostate cancer is for men middle age, you know, maybe 50s or something, to get a PSA. And if it's below 1, you can go for a real long time without, you know, you don't have to go again and again and again to get your PSA checked because your chances of getting prostate cancer are very, very low. Okay? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. This is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. You know, this morning I went to do a little exercise. I tend to do that before the program. And I thought, you know, I go to the pool, do like 40 laps. You know, that's a moderate workout. But before I did that, as every time I work out, I took some Super Beets. I took a heaping teaspoon of Super Beets and dissolved it in water and let it work. And then about 20 minutes later, you know, got down to the pool, you know, started my workout, figured, you know, 40 laps. Well, yeah, I'll do 50, 60. Ultimately did 70 laps. It just felt so supercharged from the Super Beets. I think you're really going to enjoy it if you try it. The principle is nitric oxide. Nitrates from beets convert to nitric oxide in the body. And both collegiate and pro football teams and Olympic athletes now use it to boost their performance. It also helps to keep our arteries wide and flexible. So you can get a 30-day supply. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also receive a free book with the facts about Super Beets, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. It's a no-risk offer that lets you try this life-changing nutrition breakthrough today. So call 800-738-2198. Tell them I sent you. Or click intelligentbeats.com for the special offer for my Intelligent Medicine listeners. Try it for yourself with a special offer at intelligentbeats.com. That's intelligentbeats.com. Or give them a call at 800-738-2198. 800-738-2198. Okay, this item, you know, we're talking a lot about fish oil, and this item was actually sent to me by someone on Facebook, and I appreciate it. The salad and salmon diet is a diet that I developed for my patients in the late 80s, and then I included it in my subsequent books, and you can find a whole section on the salad and salmon diet on my website at drhoffman.com. And it's weathered the test of time nicely, because it's like a Mediterranean diet. It's a low glycemic index diet. It's rich in omega-3 rich fish and beneficial dietary polyphenols. 3 decades later, it is still applicable. But since its mainstay is salmon, there's a concern about the quality of salmon. And a listener sent me this article on Facebook, posted it there. According to the latest analysis, a piece of farmed salmon today may contain as little as half the amount of omega-3s that it did a decade ago because of the change in the feeds. A 2008 paper showed that you'd get about 2.5 grams of EPA for every 3.5 ounces of farmed salmon. That's farmed salmon. Now you're only going to get 1.5 grams. Now you might say, well, then I'll have wild salmon. Well, it turns out that wild salmon actually has a comparable amount of omega-3. So the answer is not to eat wild salmon. Studies do not appear to support the view that omega-3 in farmed salmon is lower than in wild salmon. Even if today's farmed salmon contains far less omega-3 fatty acids than it once did, it's on a par with wild salmon. And it certainly has more omega-3 than species like tilapia, which is worthless, lobster and catfish. These farmed, you know, farmed fish like catfish and tilapia, it's not you are what you eat. It's you are what you eat eats. And the feeds given to these fish are very poor quality. There's no omega-3, and so their flesh has no omega-3. They're changing salmon feed. They used to use anchovies, but anchovies are becoming scarce and expensive. And so they're using more vegetarian feeds so that the omega-3 content of the fish grow, but their omega-3 content is less. So the solution, not to stop eating salmon, I'd use organic farmed salmon because I think it's cleaner. And for an additional boost in omega-3, I take fish oil supplements every day. So eat the salmon. Don't be discouraged. But in fact, it does have a little less in omega-3 content than it once did because of changes in the feeding procedures. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
In 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to 3 scientists who discovered nitric oxide's effects on the body to keep our arteries wide and flexible. And it's the nitrates found in beets that convert to nitric oxide and help boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've found that Super Beets is the easiest way to get these natural benefits. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy it gives me within 20 minutes. And you can feel it too. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. 800-738-2198 or intelligentbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also receive a free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeats.com.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, 888-302-3684. And should you have a question and not be able to get through today, you can email us your question to radioprogram@AOL.com, radioprogram@AOL.com. And if your question is suitable, we will answer it on our weekly Q&A with Layla podcast. It's an opportunity for you to get your health and nutrition questions answered, and we will field them as we do each week on our Q&A with Layla podcast. You can listen to directly via drhoffman.com. And a little more on Cedar Side. You know, you rely on me to tell you about the latest, most effective products, and I've got one for you today. It's an organic bug spray, and it's a must-have for your home. Cedar Side's original biting insect spray, formerly Cedar Side Best Yet, from cedarside.com. Cedar Side Original is 100% USDA bio-preferred organic pest control made from all-natural cedar oil. It both kills and repels bugs. It's a contact killer, yet not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. Cedarside.com offers a whole suite of organic pest control products to kill and eradicate bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, and scorpions, to name but a few. Cedarside.com products may be used in and around the home in mister systems, and they even have a direct injection system to create a pest barrier through your sprinkler system. Cedarside.com. When you check out, don't forget to type in Hoffman to get your free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. That's 800-842-1464. And mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for free shipping. That's cedarside.com, 800-842-1464. The only pest control you will ever need. And it's organic. Cedarside.com, 800-842-1464 for people, pets, and premises. And let's hear now from Will, who is here in New York City. Hi, Will. How you doing?
All right, Dr. Hoffman.
I got a surprise for you, a little premium for you. You are the recipient of Cedar Side Original Biting Insect Spray. You get a sample pack.
Great.
With 1, 2.5, and 4 ounce spritzers. I don't know if that's going to be helpful for you on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, but if you got a terrace outside, you know, and you got biting bugs, you know, the bugs come in my window in Manhattan and bite me. That's how attractive I am to mosquitoes. So I use the Cedar Side, you know, starting around this time of year because it's warm. The bugs come after me. So it's a $24 value, and we'll send it to you. If you give your name and address to our board op, Al, right after this question. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like you to clear up the difference between folic acid and folate.
Okay.
Last week there was a question about whether you should take folic acid at all, and you said you should take folate.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read advertisements under folic acid, they really don't even talk about folic acid other than to say it's an essential vitamin B.
Right.
But they switched the topic to folate.
Right. Well, so let me tell you what's going on with that. So folic acid is a synthetic form of folate. Folate, you know, the word comes from the same root as foliage or defoliate. And the reason for that is that the vast majority of the folate that you get in your diet comes from green leafy vegetables, but you can also get it in liver. There's folate in other foods. And folic acid is a synthetic form of it, and it usually works pretty well. The body can metabolize it. About 70% of people can properly metabolize it. But we have a new understanding of how folic acid metabolism occurs. And there, about 30% of the population or more have something called an MTHFR polymorphism, which is a change in, it's not a disease, it's not a terrible, dire mutation, but it can cause problems in folate metabolism. And as a result, these people need preformed folate to do the job that folic acid would otherwise do. And there's also concerns that some people, if they have this defect, the folic acid just builds up and up and up, and it may... it just doesn't get to where it needs to go, and the unmetabolized folic acid may pose a danger. I mean, it's not that clear. Some concerns have been raised that folic acid may be a trigger for cancer, or if you have cancer, you don't want to take lots of folic acid. But it turns out that folate is cancer preventive, and it may actually play a role in keeping cancer at bay. So... I actually went to great pains to reformulate my multivitamin. A lot of people who order Foundation Formula have found that it's out of stock temporarily because we're reformulating it to, in the past, like most multivitamins, had just good old-fashioned folic acid. The 99% of vitamins have folic acid these days, but more premium vitamins and ones that are designed for people with this type of problem now have methylfolate, which is a more expensive material. It's harder to source. It was like a big pain to get this all, you know, arranged, you know, the licensing and all that stuff. But we want to create the best supplement for not just our patients, but our listening audience, people who purchase Foundation Formula. And it will soon be back in stock with the right forms of vitamin E and the right forms of not beta-carotene, but mixed carotenoids, instead of folic acid, folate, and a premium form of magnesium instead of magnesium, cheap magnesium oxide, which is not that well absorbed. So that takes time and effort. You know, it's like a lot of components to a multivitamin. You got to get them all right. And sometimes there are new scientific findings that cast doubt on previous incarnations of a multi. So we're constantly looking for improvements. Does that help?
This methylfolate that you're going to, that's natural.
It is absolutely natural. And in fact, it most the folic acid is the one that is artificial and unnatural. It doesn't mean it's horrible or harmful. It just means that it may not be as efficacious. And for some people, it won't do the job that folate does. You know, these days I'm switching most, our B-complex has folate, not folic acid. Our multi will have folate and not folic acid. And when I prescribe things for homocysteine, I used to prescribe high doses of folic acid. Now I'm prescribing high doses of folate along with B6 and methylated B12. Methyl B12 is the preferred form of B12 as opposed to cheap cyanocobalamin. That's also another innovation in our multi. We were using the preferred bioavailable methylated form of the B12. More expensive, but hey, you know, it's the right stuff, so we got to include it. All right. This item is of interest to people who take certain types of medication. The medication in question are what are called anticholinergic drugs. Anticholinergic drugs include over-the-counter sleeping pills that contain old-fashioned antihistamines. Urinary drugs, drugs that are used to treat urinary frequency. Very common, you know, older people have urinary frequency, both men and women. As a result, they take these medications. You watch TV, you watch the 6:30 news, which is geared mostly towards older people these days because younger people get their news on the Internet. The people who still sit down and watch the news at a fixed time in the day, they're usually older. So you see like commercial after commercial for things like urinary drugs. And the other type of common anticholinergic is what's called a tricyclic antidepressant, drugs like Elavil, which are old-fashioned antidepressant drugs. So what they did is they looked at the use in seniors, 65 years or older, of these types of medication. Now, there's some people who just take Tylenol PM or Excedrin PM every single night to help them sleep because it contains an antihistamine. It makes you drowsy, knocks you out. That's why they now give you non-sedating antihistamines in the daytime, things like Allegra and Allegra D. These are less sedating. But the sedating ones, they have a nice side effect of making you drowsy, so they're in the PM drugs, Tylenol PM, Excedrin PM. So what they found is that over 10 years, people who used one or another of these drugs, or these drugs in combination, 1,000 times. Now, that's not that much. That's 100 times a year for each year for 10 years. They had a 50% higher risk of dementia or Alzheimer's disease just from using these drugs. That was the only thing that was different. 1,000 uses, 100 times per year of these drugs. So the caution flag for older people in taking urinary drugs to halt urinary frequency, to take these PM medications, these sedating antihistamines, or these tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil, they may, temporarily relieve symptoms, but ultimately they can dull your brain and increase your risk for dementia and Alzheimer's. This just in from the Journal of the American Medical Association. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take more of your phone calls in just a moment on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day, I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For years, you've relied on me to tell you about the latest and most effective natural products on the market. Leading the organic pest control industry, Cedarside has been creating natural solutions to insect infestations for nearly 20 years. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. The only pest control you'll ever need. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go online to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Cedarside.com has the safe and effective pest control products you need for your family, pets, home, and yard.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Statin drugs are controversial, especially in the elderly. So they did a unique type of study in the Annals of Internal Medicine. They did a computer simulation to find out whether statins should be routinely dished out to adults age 75 and older to prevent heart disease. And what they found from this is not an actual study, this is a computer simulation. So, you know, results may vary. But they did find there was some beneficial effect, even without a previous history of heart disease, or just dishing them out, you know, like candy to adults age 75 and older. There was a lower risk of heart attack and a lower risk of death. So there's a protective effect. However, and it's a big however, the benefits of giving statins to this group of people would be offset by, check this out, a 10% to 30% increase in the risk of side effects such as muscle pain and weakness, and slight declines in thinking and memory. Now, if you or I have a slight decline in thinking and memory, we have a bad day. But if you were older and if you were on the cusp of, shall we say, a little bit of fragility mentally, this could be devastating. So the authors conclude, our study showed that in older adults, even small increases in functional limitations and mild cognitive impairments from statin use could result in net harm. Because, hey, you know, you got muscle weakness on top of general debilitation and a little more cognitive impairment than you already have. And that could tip you right over to the edge into a severely debilitated state. All right, let's take a call now from Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for waiting, Larry.
Yes, my name is Larry from Queens.
Yes, sir.
Yes, and I'm calling about for my mother.
Mm-hmm.
She explained to me she went to the eye doctor and found out she had swelling under her eye and a small amount of blood also pertaining to the eye also. And also she also had floaters.
Mm-hmm.
And shadows, she saw shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went for a second visit, and the eye doctor also told her that it was going away.
So what's your question?
My question is, is there any vitamin or herb she should
avoid? Yeah, because I don't really know exactly what's going on with her eye. I mean, I presume what's happening is she's having a little bit of hemorrhage, which could be due to a partial detachment. I mean, floaters sometimes associated with a partial, floaters are floaters, but a more serious variation on that theme is some sort of retinal detachment, which can cause bleeding from the retina. And then under those circumstances, if that were the case, so let's maybe speak to a possibility. So I don't know what's going on. You probably can't tell me precisely what's going on. You would probably want to avoid lots of blood thinners. So if she were to take aspirin, that probably wouldn't be good. And if she were to take, super powerful blood thinners nutritionally, I mean, she might want to reduce her intake of fish oil. She might want to reduce her intake of ginkgo biloba, for example, as a blood thinner, or garlic, or high doses of vitamin E. This is only pertinent if she has a bleed in her eye, which is, sounds like that's what you're describing, but I'm not sure. Other things, I mean, some people have eye conditions where you got to avoid certain medications. The aforementioned medications, the anticholinergic drugs that can actually have a negative effect on glaucoma. You know, if she has, she doesn't have increased pressure in her eye, does she?
Excuse me?
She doesn't have increased eye pressure, glaucoma or something like that.
Not that I know of.
Okay, so look, the advice would be if there's a bleed, those are the things to cut out. You know, blood thinners, aspirin on the medicine side, and the natural blood thinners, fish oil, ginkgo, garlic, and high dose vitamin E on the supplement side. Okay, thanks for your call. This item, some people think, you know, there are cultures where you're allowed to have a lot of wives, and they're still prevalent to this day. You're allowed to have two or more wives. And some people think, well, that would be great. Because if I don't like wife number one, I get tired of her. I get wife number two. I get wife number three. And this was actually dramatized in a recent series on HBO. The dilemma of having and keeping happy a lot of wives. So there's a recent study. It turns out that polygamy does not make the heart grow healthier. In fact, polygamy increases the risk of heart disease by, check this out, fourfold. I guess it's the stress of juggling all those wives. The risk and severity of heart disease increased with the number of wives. And so, you know, what is it? Is it stress? What's going on? It probably has something to do with the rigors of balancing commitment. It's tough enough to have one, but to have multiple wives, that's got to be stressful, as indicated by this study. All right, let's talk to Robert. Welcome. How you doing, Robert?
How you doing, Dr. Hoffman? I'm like you. I'm a baby boomer. I'm very active.
Yep.
About 2 years ago, even though I tried...
How old are you, Robert? How old are you?
I'm 67.
All right. You say you're a youthful guy. I mean, you're full of vigor. You sound like you could be 45.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. About 2 years ago, I had a torn meniscus. I tried to avoid surgery. I tried acupuncture, all kinds of stuff, but it didn't work. It was a full tear, so I had it repaired.
How'd that work out for you?
I still feel the pain in my knee. I did have some hyaluronic acid shots, the Ortovisc.
Right.
Mm-hmm. In the knee about a year or so ago, and I'm debating if I should have that done again or is this something else. And I do take a lot of supplements, a joint supplement and other things.
So, you know, this is a physical tear, and sometimes that's not amenable to all the supplements in the world. I mean, things that are helpful for knee pain, glucosamine, chondroitin, fish oil. Some studies show that niacinamide can be helpful. We use a product called Caprex. Curcumin, Boswellin, these all have a claim to fame. Pycnogenol even has been shown to be helpful in knee pain. But if you actually have a physical tear and then you've had a surgical repair, maybe the surgical repair is there's a little some you know rough abraded edges left because the repair is not perfect and you're experiencing some sensation in your knee. So, you know, physical therapy, working through the right kind of thing to strengthen the supportive muscles around there. Some doctors do what's called prolotherapy, which is an injection therapy. I can't comment because I don't have that much experience with it, but some patients extol its benefits. Other patients say, you know, it wasn't worth it. Another type of therapy is called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. And I want to talk to you a little bit about platelet-rich plasma because it's what they do is they take out your blood and they spin it down into a platelet-rich mixture, and then they inject it back into the affected joint. It could be your knee or your shoulder, or possibly your hip, although it's a little harder to reach the deep joint within your hip. And these are actually used by mainstream orthopedic surgeons as well as integrative physicians to treat joint pain. And there's a new threat to our access to PRP. I don't do this procedure personally, but I think it's plausible. It's platelet-rich blood, and it actually sometimes promotes healing. It's not expensive. It's not artificial because it's your own blood, and it helps some people. But the FDA is now telling us that they're going to make it a medication and that it's going to be subject to rules and subject to restrictions. And I just think that's unconscionable because now the FDA, in its bureaucratic overreach, is claiming that your own cells, your own tissue, your own blood belongs to them, subject to their regulation. And there's an article about it at Alliance for Natural Health. I'm a board member at Alliance for Natural Health. So you can find out about the latest threat to our health freedom at ANH. Join ANH because they provide vigilance over government overreach as applies to our access to health care of our choice. Thanks very much for joining us. Please check out our website at drhoffman.com and have a great weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.